It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
And just a reminder, Alexander Graham Bell's first phone call was not on a cell phone, believe it or not, Gen Z. and there were no unlimited minutes or data, so I'm going to put that myth to rest. All right, welcome to the show, Monday, April 27, 2026. I am Paul Lavoie, and we've got a recorded interview. First, there's a program that is overseen by the Arizona Food Bank Network, and it helps provide meals to kids during the summertime, because a lot of kids get their only meals from school. But when school's out, what happens, right? So we're going to tell you how to get in touch with those facilities that will have summer programs, food programs for kids. And that's with David Robinson. He's from the Arizona Food Bank Network. He gets kidded all the time about his name, by the way, from the famous center for the former center for the San Antonio Spurs, now in the NBA Hall of Fame, of course. And then we'll have the City Maytag owner on, because we broadcast from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. City Maytag, of course, at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. But Tatiana Briseno will be on with me towards the bottom of the hour. We're going to run this interview all the way up to the first break, and then I'll have Tatiana on. And Jim Russell off today. He's either on his way to Flagstaff or tearing down the Desert Storm, the giant tent, the 8,500 square foot tent that was at Windsor 4 all weekend. So we're going to go ahead and go to that first interview with David Robinson, Arizona Food Bank Network, and I'll see you on the other side of that in about 20 minutes. This is a recorded interview and a very special guest. We had on some other folks last year talking about the Arizona Food Bank Network. This year we have David Robinson. He is the Senior Community Programs Manager for Arizona Food Bank Network. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
First time on?
Yes.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Now, one thing we really want to focus on, and these programs launched at the end of May, from what I understand, is food distribution for families that the children are not in school because it's summertime, correct?
Correct. So we know summer can be a very exciting time. It's school break, but it can also be a time of a lot of hunger and need. So there's a few programs out there that can help meet that gap.
What are those programs?
So the first is a free summer meals program, which is free meals for kids and teens. They can show up to any summer meal site. 18 and under receive a free meal. There's no eligibility criteria to that.
Those sites in Lake Havasu, Bullhead City, Kingman, I take it, or Golden Valley, do you know what those sites are?
They're across Arizona. They'll start showing up, and there will be a mapping tool that folks can find it. But those sites are located in cities and towns across Arizona.
You're talking those by sites, you mean food banks, correct?
So they can be schools or community organizations that offer the free meal program. A lot of sites are schools, but there's also sites like libraries, recreation centers, Boys and Girls Clubs, a variety.
Oh, very good. Where the kids are, obviously, right?
Yes, that's the best way to do it.
What is a pound of food? What do you guys call a pound of food? I always hear that expression.
Yeah, so pound of food is all based on weight. For this specific program, it's an actual meal, so similar to what they would receive during the school year. So it can be a breakfast or lunch, depending what the site is serving. Some sites even do supper or snack programs. So it's an actual meal that they're receiving instead of like poundage like they would receive at a food pantry.
And how many meals do they receive? Is it per week, per couple days, Monday, Wednesday, Friday? How does that work?
So it depends site by site. A lot of them operate Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday. In urban areas, they have to eat the meal on site, so you get one meal at a time. So if you're going to their breakfast time, then you would receive one breakfast. In rural areas, there's some flexibility called meals to go, and you can receive multiple meals at a time. That's all dependent on the site.
Do you ever find that food prep is a problem as well? Maybe they don't have a microwave, or they just have insufficient ways to heat up a meal, kids in certain families?
Yeah, absolutely. Storage is definitely an issue and something to kind of think about. And we know a lot of the schools and operators of these free summer meals program really have that in mind. It can look different site by site. So some sites in areas where that's more of a concern, they may offer more like cold items that don't need reheating or anything like that.
I see. Tell me about SunBucks. It looks like it's an acronym, Sun.
Yeah, so SunBucks is a USDA program. It is based on eligibility, but it's a grocery benefit of $120 per qualifying kid.
Really?
And that's for the summer program. It's used similar to how SNAP or food stamps is used.
Tell me how it works.
There's different eligibility criteria. There's a great screener tool online on the Department of Education's website. Some folks will receive it automatically if they're in programs like SNAP, TANF, or income-based Medicaid. Some may need to apply if they meet the income qualifications. But if you go on the Department of Education's website for SunBucks, that screener tool will help let families know if they need to apply for those benefits or will be automatically receiving them.
I got you. You said $120, correct? Is that per week?
Per kid for the whole summer.
Oh, for the whole summer?
Yes.
It doesn't sound like a lot now. But when you have a lot of, how many kids, how many families participate in SunBucks?
So last year there was around 600 plus students that received
it. Wow. That is a lot.
600,000.
That's a lot. Now there, I understand there are SNAP education funding cuts. Is that right?
Yeah, so there's SNAP education funding cuts through Arizona Health Zone. That program has lessened a lot.
Arizona Health Zone, Summer Meal Site Finder, there's a map on the Arizona Food Bank Network website. What is the Arizona Health Zone?
That was a program funded by SNAP Ed, and so they were the ones that managed the Site Finder map. So for those free summer meal sites, that map helps families know exactly where to go and when the times that they're open. So due to the funding cuts, Arizona Food Bank Network has transferred that map onto our website to ensure that families still have that resource and great tool that was developed by Arizona Health Zone.
Tell people more about your website.
Yeah, so we're really excited. The new website URL to find the Site Finder map will be azsummermeals.org. There it will have the more information on the free summer meals program, that mapping tool to help find a site, as well as more information on the SunBucks program, finding a local food pantry, or as well if there's interest in SNAP, you can find more information on that.
And once again, this is a recorded interview with David Robinson from the Arizona Food Bank Network. Please do not call the Speak Out line. And again, it's azfoodbanks.org. And what other programs can you learn about on azfoodbanks.org?
Yeah, you can learn about local food pantries and hunger in Arizona. Specifically, I work in the child nutrition space, and so we know 1 in 5 kids are hungry in Arizona, and we have more information about the scope of hunger and the need, but also ways that you can help support. Find local food pantries if you need food, or also to volunteer. We know there's an increase of participation at food pantries right now, so any support is truly appreciated.
An increase in participation with volunteers, obviously, right?
With folks coming through food pantries.
Oh, with those that depend on the food bank. What about volunteers? Are you having, is there a shortage of volunteers right now? Or what are you hearing around the state?
I mean, we can always use more pantries. There are around 1,000 food pantries within the 5-member food banks of Arizona Food Bank Network. So there's a lot of pantries. It depends community by community. But I know a lot of pantries that we've talked to really appreciate more support and more volunteers.
Folks, he's doing this without notes. As God is my witness, there are no notes in front of this man. Tell me, what are those five, what did you call it?
The member food banks.
The member food banks that distribute to the rest of the state.
Yes.
What are those?
So there's St. Mary's Food Bank, Yuma Food Bank, Community Food Bank of Southern Arizona, and United Food Bank, and Desert Mission.
Outstanding. Man, you have way more space in your hard drive than I have. So, perfect. We were talking before the show about a donation I once made to a food bank. It had to be 3-4 years ago. And it was Kingman Area Food Bank. It was through Amazon. And they had, you could go through and say, okay, I'm thinking I'm going to donate $30, $35. And you could shop and send those exact items to the food bank. Amazon would send them for you.
Oh, that's so awesome.
Is that something that they set up through a wish list or?
Yeah, I wouldn't be too sure specifically, but we know the food pantries all operate a little differently because they know the community best. They know the areas that they need support. Absolutely. So some with direct purchases that they can get the food that they know their community is most requesting, and some may take dollar donations more so they can purchase and have that purchasing power.
Sure. Let's talk about those dollar donations. Does the dollar go farther than actual food? Does the food bank have a special buying power if they use cash?
Yes. A lot of times food pantries can buy in bulk. We often recommend reaching out to the food pantry to see what support is best, what they want more. Mm-hmm. But a lot of them can have better purchasing power and buy more of the quantities in order to stretch that dollar more.
Tell me about your job, David Robinson, as Senior Community Programs Manager.
Yeah, so I focus on child nutrition support work. So we see the child nutrition programs are operated at schools and community organizations as a really important tool in ending childhood hunger in Arizona. So I work with schools and community orgs that operate those programs like school breakfast, school lunch, after school meals, school pantries, and I work with them to really see what ways that we can increase their participation, increase the reach through innovative strategies, trying different models, and that way we can feed more kids and teens through schools, after school programs, right, and in the summer.
So the senior, in this case, senior community programs manager, is a rank, not that you work with seniors, right?
Yes, correct.
What percentage of kids, I don't know if you know this or not, I don't know, that's why I'm asking, what percentage of kids pretty much only get meals at school or away from home?
Well, we know 1 in 5 children in Arizona face food insecurity, so don't have enough food at home.
What kind of challenges do they face if they don't get those meals?
We know a lot go hungry, and then that has compounding effects. That affects their education. I know, like, if I had a test in front of me and I haven't eaten all day, I'm not going to be thinking well. I'm not going to be able to perform academically. So it affects their participation in school, behavior,
right,
and we know attendance as well.
So as I understand it, you're on your way to a conference in Las Vegas.
Yes, so it's the National CACFP Conference, so that's one of the...
CACFP.
Correct.
What's that?
Child and Adult Care Food Program.
perfect. We have to disarm our acronyms here on the show. It's like a 15-yard penalty if we don't. Anyway, well, what do you expect to discover or take away from this conference?
Yeah, I'm really excited. So this conference focuses on, particularly in my field, after-school meal programs and the summer food service programs, so the free summer meals that we're talking about. And so it's a great time to network with other folks, see what's working well, what strategies are really reaching more kids and way that we can improve the program.
What donations, what foods do you go through the most?
We know non-perishables, protein items are highly requested.
Peanut butter.
Canned chicken, tuna sometimes is requested. Beans and rice are frequently, lentils are used.
But a lot of people, what do a lot of people just donate automatically? The cans that they don't want in their pantry?
Yes.
I'm guilty. I'm guilty.
Yeah, if you are able to purchase or, again, do those dollar donations, sometimes those are best. But
What do you mean by dollar donations?
Monetary, so sending either donations online or check or even cash in person.
Are you the folks that work with the grocery stores too, like say for turkey bucks or different holidays or sponsor something for, you know, $25, $30? Is that you? Yeah.
So that's not us directly, but that is the member food banks that I had mentioned. They can operate those grocery rescue programs and a great way to reduce food waste in the state and ensure food's being used, and it's great food that people want.
I got you. Is there a certain area of the state that fares worse than others as far as food insecurity, food desert, if you will?
Yeah, it varies between counties. The most recent data is through the Feeding America's Map the Meal Gap, and we know there are certain counties in the state with higher rates than others.
And by food desert, folks, what do you mean? But you could explain that better than I can.
Yeah, there would just be lack of access of food, so the time it takes to get to a grocery store, especially if folks are struggling with hunger, they may not have money to pay for gas to go to the store even. So those large stretches, and even in urban areas, a couple miles may be too tough financially for folks to.
This is a recorded interview with David Robinson from the Arizona Food Bank Network. Please do not call the Speak Out line. Our local food bank here is the Havasu Community Health Foundation Food Bank, and they're regulars on the show here for a while, and Colleen Mattinson, who helps manage the food bank, was telling me that it wasn't during COVID. It was recently when inflation went way up and price of eggs. Mm-hmm. Eggs went way up. And it went from like 900 to, I don't know, 1,400 in 1 month. I don't know what the number is that they measure. Could have been people, families.
Yeah, a lot of the time they do individuals or household numbers.
Right. Do food banks have a qualification for families when they go to pick up? Is there a certain criteria they have to meet?
It depends on the programs that they're operating, but most you can come through. If you're experiencing need, then that qualifies you for a food distribution.
What's been some of the innovations in food banks lately? I would imagine a food bank 10 years ago is a lot different than a food bank now.
Yeah, there's been so many really great strategies out there. One that we're seeing more of is called a client choice model, where folks can go through and pick out the items they want. And so it gives them a little more dignity, and it's also ensuring there's less food waste because they're not receiving food that they're not going to cook at home.
You mean as in pick it out online?
No, almost like a kind of grocery stores. The SNAP program, there are some online retailers that they can use their SNAP benefits to purchase online, similar to Sunbucks should be able to do the same.
No, I'm not familiar. I'm familiar with SNAP, and I'm familiar with WIC. How are they different?
They have very different program eligibility and requirements, and how you receive the benefits look a little bit different. So
if somebody is accepting WIC already or getting SNAP benefits and that, they automatically qualify to be a client at a food bank?
As long as you're experiencing need and that's not asked, you're welcome. So if you are in need of food, please come to the food pantries.
I got you. So tell us about, again, recap the summer meals program, the free summer meals program for kids, and when it rolls out.
Yeah, so the program will start after school is let out. So some schools need a sigh of relief after. Yeah. So it may start the week after summer starts. And so you'll start seeing those sites on the mapping tool, and the sunbucks will start being issued in May.
So how many meals, I can't remember if you mentioned this or not, how many meals do kids get for the summer meals program?
So for most sites, they'll eat it on site, so it'll be one meal every visit.
Oh, I see. I see. Yeah, I think Mojave High School in Bullhead participates in that as well.
Awesome. Yeah, there's so many great schools that are operating it. Yeah, we love the program.
Right. So this is, again, no eligibility criteria. Kids and teens 18 and under can go to a summer meal site during their dates and times of operation to receive a free meal. Now, how do you find out where those sites are?
You can visit azsummermeals.org, and I'll have more information on the program and the map to find locations. You would just enter your zip code, and all the ones nearby you will pop up.
Perfect. David Robinson, our guest, Senior Community Programs Manager for Arizona Food Bank Network. Did we miss anything?
I would say if you just want to learn more about hunger in Arizona or more resources, you can also visit our organization website at azfoodbanks.org.
Perfect. And I asked him before the show, can I call you the Admiral, right?
Yes, because
David Robinson. That's actually pretty cool that he was named after you, or you were named after him. Yeah. I don't know.
We'll go with the first.
That's perfect. Good luck with rolling out these programs. And I imagine it takes a whole heck of a lot of people to coordinate.
Yeah, shout out to all the schools and operators of the program. They're doing great work in feeding kids and teens in their community.
Are you talking about fresh fruits and vegetables and dairy, too?
The meals, there's different components. They each have to have a whole grain, protein, fruits or vegetable, and a milk component.
Where did those guidelines come from?
So those are USDA nutrition guidelines.
Okay, perfect. Anytime Arizona Food Bank Network, anytime you guys are in the neighborhood, please stop by. We love to give updates. I sincerely mean that.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we really appreciate it, and we appreciate all the community support and help getting the word out about these programs.
All right, coming in with a little Ace Frehley, Space Ace. Marissa June wanted me to mention that in 1951, Ace Frehley of Kiss, the legendary guitar player, was born in the Bronx. And rest in peace, Space Ace. He was one of the great ones, that's for sure. All right, we're waiting the arrival of Tatiana Braceno. She is the owner of City Maytag, and that'll give me a chance to take a short break, and we'll come back. Hopefully, Tatiana will be here. And I just want to remind everybody, too, that the SMART or Junior SMART math program, sign-ups are going on now. Summer Math Achievement Readiness and Transition. It's at Thunderbolt Middle School. Incoming 7th grade students only, July 6th through July 23rd, Monday through Thursday, 8 a.m. till noon. And you'll want to call Thunderbolt Middle School about that program if you have a 6th grader going into 7th grade. All right, we'll be back with more in a moment on Speak Out. Stay with us. Here's a little Ace Frehley. Jeff Lynn and ELO as we come back in to Speak Out. Tatiana is in, well, sort of in the building. She's here. I'll give her a few minutes to collect herself while we do a little community calendar. But first, Speak Out, of course, brought to you by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Mojave Electric Cooperative, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, by TWN Fiber Internet, Salmon's Air Conditioning, and by A&B Propane, abpropaneaz.com. All right, don't forget about Havasu Silent Witness. When you're in the donation mode anyway, you can remain anonymous, support local law enforcement, and help produce cash awards for those folks who are wanted by Lake Havasu's finest. Silent Witness takes tips from everyday citizens that could lead to the arrest of a wanted criminal. Silent Witness raises funds to pay rewards through contributions and donations from private citizens and local businesses. That's right, those rewards do not come from the police budget. They come from Silent Witness, which is a 501c3. Call 928-854-TIPS, T-I-P-S, or you can email tips at lhcaz.gov. And we need your information, but not your name. And Silent Witness will have a table at First Friday this Friday. It's the last one until the end of the summer. And right out there in front of, it's right across from the the Commons on McCulloch, the Caddy Corner over there. It's the, I can't remember the name of the gun store. Anyway, right in front of there. And you can enter into a raffle for Diamondbacks tickets, Diamondbacks Dodgers, on August 6th, I believe it is. So, anyway, we're going to go to break. Tatiana Briseno is going to come in, tell you all about her and City Maytag. And, of course, we're in the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Thank you, Marissa June, for coordinating. You're a producer today, by the way. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back. Marissa came in to tell me it's Trailside Firearms. And, yeah, Trading Post, I think it is. Yeah, Trading Post of Firearms. Anyway, that's where the Silent Witness table is. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. It bears saying again, just because I want to hear it again, but we're broadcasting live from the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. You like that, don't you?
Oh, it sounds great to me.
All right. City Maytag, located 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. And they're in the house, by the way, but Speak Out First brought to you in part by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, also Springburg Wealth Management, by the Chair, Laughlin Ranch, Mojave College, Shooters Outpost, Solar Power by Esme Electric, by Dorita's Place, and by Legacy Rehab and Care. And don't forget to shop local, or it's buy local.
Hey, there you go.
Right.
I agree.
All right.
A local
business owner in the house. I love this. This is great.
Yes, I'm so glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Tatiana Briseno, our guest, and I said that right, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Italian or Spanish? The last name.
Indian Spanish.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You're.
I'm Russian.
Yeah. Are you?
I know. I'm 6 foot tall.
Oh, Tatiana. Right. That's okay. That makes sense. You're 6 foot. Did you play sports as a kid?
Absolutely.
Volleyball or basketball?
Both.
Both.
And tennis.
And tennis.
Mm-hmm.
What position in volleyball?
Front cruncher.
The hitter?
Yeah, the setup. What do you, not the setup, the slammer.
Yeah, right.
I called it a slammer.
The spiker slammer.
Yeah. Yeah, spike. Set
hitter.
Spike.
Right. Anything but the, what is that called? The libero? Is that the name of that one? That one's kind of a rover. Anyway, what about in basketball?
Oh, basketball. I played every position and, I had a son, and I coached for his baseball, basketball, and soccer.
Oh, how cool is that?
Yeah.
Soccer
and I played
too.
Soccer. Yeah.
So did I.
Yeah, but that's when I was younger.
Right.
In the older days, which now, you know, everything's old.
Wait till the joints go. That's fun, too.
I'm on Omega XL.
Oh, okay. Well, keep taking it. Trust me. So you're the owner of City Maytag.
Yes, that is correct.
Not the manager, but over the manager, the owner.
Correct.
How long have you owned the business?
10 years. May next month will be 10 years.
10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And have you always been at that location?
Yes.
Okay. Why did you choose Maytag as far as franchises go?
Well,
did you want to be lonely? That's what they say about the repairman, right?
It is not a lonely place. But what made me do it, get the business, was I was just kind of bored. I was working from home, and I said, let's go see what's for sale out there. And lo and behold, here I am. Great customers, we give great service, and I'm happy with it. It's just, it is weird. People go, why'd you get into that? What do you know about appliances? And I'm like, well, I have a washer, a dryer, a refrigerator, and a dishwasher, and a microwave, so I know appliances.
I have a Maytag stackable at home in a condo. And interesting, I've never had one like this before. It's got on the dryer, a sensor.
Yeah.
Do you know about that feature?
You know what? To be honest with you, my store, the girls really run it.
I got you.
Yeah.
But you use the product, obviously.
You correct.
Right, right.
When I had my house built here in Lake Havasu, I went to City Maytag, and the service was just amazing. So I said, yeah, I'm just going to go ahead and buy the place.
Why City Maytag? Why that name?
They were in business 42 years before I bought it.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, I just kept with it and ran in City Maytag. I mean, it's a Maytag company.
Where are you from originally?
My mother's womb.
that's my answer. That's not even, that's funny. Good sarcasm. I speak it fluently.
No, that's my first language. No, I was originally born in California.
Northern or Southern?
Beep,
can be general.
Beep.
We don't have
Southern.
Southern, okay.
Yeah, L.A. County, you could say.
L.A. County, all right.
Monterey Park.
Okay.
That's the hospital I was born in. And I lived in California for 36 years. And then I got a job where they moved me over to Denver, well, actually Aurora, Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for 8 years. And at that time, I was married, and my husband couldn't stand the snow. So I said, well, I'm definitely not going back to California. And I always visited out here. So I said, all right, buy a piece of property, build a house. And after the house was built, decided to buy the business. And here I am.
How did you know about Havasu, though?
I've been coming here since I was 16.
From Southern California.
Correct.
Yeah. Right, right, right.
Yeah, and then I bought my first boat. I lived in Colorado, but I did buy my first boat. I drove down here. My Eliminator.
Their Eliminator?
It's Eliminated now.
No, I've heard the Eliminator name. I was at Desert Storm this weekend.
And yeah, it's a great boat.
That team was well represented this year.
Oh, no, it was a great boat. Mm-hmm. I just wanted something bigger.
Oh, okay. Like?
Conquest Top Cat 1.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Well, because the Eliminator I had was a V-bottom.
No?
On the water, you just bounce too much.
Do you ski, or does your son ski?
Oh, my son, he's in California.
Yeah?
He's got 4 kids.
But what do you do when you're on the water? Is it for speed? Do you just...
Well, it just depends how much I had to drink.
Oh, jeez, don't say that.
I know.
Anyway, right.
Okay, cross that.
Well, somebody else is driving, though.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Oh, of course. Oh, I would never do that.
I learned how to drive a boat before I learned how to drive a car.
But driving a boat, for me, you know, you pay attention to what you're doing, but it's a different vehicle. People, I think, get in them and don't understand, but they're powerful.
Yeah, no brakes.
Yeah, no, there's no brakes. Is it a spin out or a flip over?
Yeah, not pretty, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, so you came to Havasu, and you have a son, obviously.
Correct.
And coached him in that. But you didn't go to school here, he did?
No, he was already graduated.
Oh, okay, I see.
Oh, but he'd never moved in here. He never lived here. He comes and visits. He's He'll be 36 in November. He's got four kids. He's
right.
married.
But you left Denver or Aurora, and so how did you find the city Maytag name? How did you become the owner?
Went online.
Went online and bought it?
Business is for sale.
Yeah. Sounds pretty simple.
I just kind of, it does sound that way, but there's a lot involved.
How many hours would you say that you or your staff put in a week to keep City Maytag going?
Well, I have 14 employees, me.
Wow, really?
Me? I just okay the payroll. I work 2 hours a week.
14 employees, though. That's outstanding.
Yeah, we do service, delivery, repairs. People who bring in their stuff will repair it. We go out there and do service calls. We have brand new stuff. You know, use stuff. We do it all.
Do you want to give a salute to any of your employees, like your longest, you know, those
Absolutely.
Who have had the longest tenure with you?
I would say that would be Vicki Reed and Kim Porter. Those two are my two top, but I've got Andrea, Tana, Tanya runs the service department, Phil who does my service calls, Doug who works with us. Greg, who is amazing at keeping our store beautiful, clean, and the floor looking immaculate. I mean, it's a beautiful store. So, City Maytag over there, 911.
That's what I always say, 911 or 911.
Yeah.
North Lake Havasu Avenue. It's really easy to remember. So, what are the innovations in the industry right now? I know you have. Well, you have the washer, you have the dryer, you have the range, right? What other appliances? Refrigerators?
Refrigerators, microwaves, whatever appliance, wine coolers.
Wine coolers?
Yeah, we even have beer kegs.
Oh, kegerators.
Yeah.
Nice.
If you need anything that's appliance related, we do hoods even. If you need something, just give us a call. If I don't have it there, we can order it, you know. It's just the communication and what we can get, and we have access to anything. I mean, my store is a big store, but there's some lines I can't display because some are more popular. But if you don't see it in the store, we'll definitely be able to order it for you.
You must be the only Maytag dealer for a few miles, right?
Forever.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, is there...
the other thing is...
Did they come from Bullhead to here or Kingman?
We do Bullhead, Kingman.
Oh, no kidding.
And Parker. And, of course, we have Lowe's and Home Depot here, but they send them to us because they don't do service. So...
I got you.
Yeah. We are really the only all-inclusive business that you get it. You get it all. Warranties to... pick up deliveries, installation.
I have a friend on Facebook who is selling her outdoor kitchen. You know, the I think she got a new one. Is that something you deal with also?
Yeah, really,
is that like one of the new things in the business?
It's not new. No.
What's the ideal kitchen for you, outdoor or indoor? Space?
I like indoor, but I'm also an outdoor cook, so that's kind of hard for me to decipher because I enjoy both, depending on the weather.
Okay. So what do you?
So if it's 120 degrees outside, all I do is just put the chicken on the coffee table outdoors.
What would you say is your specialty in any kitchen? What do you like to cook?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh,
you
I'm
personally.
A cook. I like to cook.
That's
everything.
Awesome. I'm an eater.
I just marinated some chicken to throw in the grill, and I got some hamburger I made with the sweet onion. Mm-hmm. So that's marinating with jalapeno. That's for lunch. And then dinner is going to be my outdoor grill. You know, I'm indoor, outdoor.
Mm-hmm.
And I love food. You put something in front of me that's edible, even sometimes if it's not, I'll still try it.
You're preaching to the choir, for sure.
I mean, there's a little green, just cut it off.
Right. Oh, really? So, what was I going to say? The washers and dryers have come such a long way. I mean, I see the new ones, and I'm going, where's the water? How do they do that?
That's government rated.
Well, I understand that, but how did the industry adapt to the water, you know, the low water f- flow regulations.
You know, it's so weird that you say that because I even personally myself, I mean, I like to use the knobs that say full, medium, small. Now it's like sensor.
Really?
And it just senses how much laundry you have and how much water you need. So, and they just keep changing. The thing is before you could sell a line like from Maytag, and in 3 months it's like, oh, we have a new course for your trainers and to get your service guy's license for this new product. It's like, it's overwhelming. You would think iPhone changes.
No kidding. So what kind of training do your techs or your salespeople or both have to go through?
It's not extensive. They could do it online, and sometimes they have them in Vegas, and I just send them over there, whatever's necessary or needed so that we're licensed and that when we do show up for a service call, we are protected, and so is the customer. So it's always updating.
It sounds like you don't have a lot of turnover in your staff.
No.
That's crazy.
No, when
there's
a lot
of places around here, they do.
Trust me, when I bought the place, they're pretty much all of them are gone.
Yeah. No, it's hard to find people that will stay.
Yeah.
Or let alone come to an interview, you know, without ghosting.
I've had Kim Porter there 10 years. Vicki Reed worked for the company before I bought it. My employees, they stay. I'm flexible. You know, I take care of them. We're family.
Right.
We're a small family-owned business.
That's stability.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You mentioned sensors earlier. I've heard that complaint with other appliances that once a sensor goes, you end up paying for the service call. You end up paying for the sensor. You end up this and that. Those aren't cheap for you, though, either, are they?
Well, that's why we really express people, get a warranty.
Okay. Tell me about the warranty.
It depends on what you're buying. Like the best high-end stuff, it depends. You know, you could have a 5-year, a 10-year, or 1-year. It just depends on what you pay for. They're not expensive, but it's worth the while because, I mean, either you buy something.
Right.
I mean, I have a KitchenAid I've owned for over 30 years. Not a darn thing wrong with it. But I bought a dishwasher, and I'm on my second one.
A KitchenAid what? The KitchenAid mixer?
No, a refrigerator.
Oh, I always think of their mixers. They have fantastic mixers.
Yeah, make some bread.
Yeah, make something, right? Or dough. Yeah. But a KitchenAid refrigerator.
Yeah, it just depends. You might buy something that, you know, sometimes there's people who bring a brand new thing, unwrap the box, plug it in, and it's working, and a week later they're like, you know, I sell the stuff, we'll take care of you. I don't build it, but, you know, some stuff people go, oh, I bought this from you like 20 years ago,
uh-huh.
And now it's beeping something, you know. Or I have someone say, hey, I bought this a week ago, and, you know, but we'll take care of you. We'll fix it.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of Maytag appliances like being sold at the used appliance stores. You really don't. I don't anyway.
Well, Maytag, they make, it's through Whirlpool. So we have Whirlpool, Maytag, Amana, and KitchenAid is all under Whirlpool.
It's kind of like air conditioning. You have Amana and Goodman are the same company.
Right.
You know, they're just different compressors or whatever.
Right.
Different. I know I'm going to have air conditioning people call me, you're wrong.
Yeah.
It's not like that anymore.
You know what?
They do change, though, don't they?
Yeah, you just chew bubble gum and stick it in the hole.
You just do what now?
Chew bubble gum and just put it in the hole where it's leaking.
You know, I just went from one washer to another on a stackable, and what drives me crazy about the new one is that when you lift the lid, the water shuts off. You can't.
Oh, at least you can lift your lid. Some of them lock, and you have to, like, punch buttons.
Yeah.
They have the computerized stuff now.
But it doesn't keep running, so I can load. I like to load into the water, you know,
right,
as it's turning.
Yeah.
You know, but, yeah, this one won't do it.
And, you know, like I said.
Is there a workaround for that?
Go get a bucket.
That's funny. That's really funny.
Hey, I'll sell you an ice maker and just dump the ice in there and let it melt.
Tell people how they can get a hold of your staff, Vicki and the gang, at 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue.
They could call 928-855-1188. And again, that's 928-855-1188.
Got Red Bull Ronnie says he's listening in right now. So Perfect. And Tatiana is a classic rock fan, by the way. Anything but rap, she said.
So, yes.
Perfect, perfect. Again, it's City Maytag, 911 North Lake Havasu Avenue. What's the phone number?
928-855-1188.
1188. Yeah, you just said that. And is there a website where you can check everything out?
Yeah, they could go to www.citymaytag.com.
Perfect. All right. Well, best of luck. You guys are doing great. And thank you for, I always wanted to name the room, right? You have a naming sponsorship. This is the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. You see a kitchen right here, right? And my favorite appliance right there.
Okay, you want to call that a kitchen?
Yeah, it's a, you know, it's a cubby.
Yeah, it's got a fridge and some water. You're good. You're good
to
go.
And coffee.
Oh, wait. The dried apricots. Woohoo!
The what?
Dried apricots and paper towels.
Yes.
It's
absolutely.
On.
Lots, and Oreos in the back, too.
It's on.
All right. Thanks, Tatiana. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your sponsorship, by the way.
Absolutely.
All right. Stay with us. I'll be back with a final shot in a moment on Speak Out.
Service and even the first wire money transfer. For more, go to foxnewspodcast.com.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5 and 106.3. The voice of the free.